the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Welcome. Good to see you.
It is good to see you all too. Are we still on a boat? Cruising around?
In my imagination, yeah.
Yeah. No. In my dreams, yes.
Well, actually, you're still on a boat. You're on the same boat you were on before. You're on the boat called Earth. And you are all in your own cabin right now, but you may interact together anytime you like. You may walk around the ship and go wherever you want. You can explore every aspect of it. You can do it any way you want. There's nothing but free time. There's nothing you have to do. All you're doing is having fun on this cruise called life. And this is a cruise ship called Earth. And it's not even that big of a cruise ship. And you can go to any part of this cruise ship at any time you like. And it's all supposed to be fun. So this is what we are trying to explain to you. That there is nothing serious going on here. And the mood and vibration that you had when you were on the ship, using that as your excuse to feel good, using the people that you are around as your excuse to feel confident and worthy and authentic, well, you can do that anywhere you want. All you're doing is changing your location, and now you're shifting your perspective onto a situation where you think you can't be who you are. You can be who you are here in this forum, but you think you can't be who you really authentically are with the people you know, the people you've always known, the people you work with, the people that you're involved in relationships with. But anything that you want to do, you can do, and you can do it by being your authentic self. When you believe that you have to act a certain way so that you can be liked, respected, or loved, you are just being inauthentic. And you are just trying to manipulate those people around you into liking you by thinking you're a good person and behaving in a way that you think they will respect or like. So, how do you really want to be?
Authentic.
And what does authenticity mean?
Love.
Who you,
who you really are, which is love.
Align, yeah.
It means being who you really are, which is a limitless, equal to the word fearless, being of pure positive love, equal to the word acceptance. You are a fearless being of love. You are a fearless being of acceptance. You are a limitless being of acceptance. That's who you really are. So whenever you think about something and you think, can I be this authentic version of me in this moment and say what I need to say, say what I should say, do what I want to do in order to feel good as an expression of love, rather than to be who I am not so that someone might like me, or be who I am not so that someone may think I'm a good person, or be who I am not and get myself involved in things that I should not be involved with just because I can't be authentically who I am, right? All you need to do is think about who you really are and act as if you are that person now. If you can do that, if you can be unapologetically you, then you can let the chips fall where they may. Because as long as you're being who you are, and if someone likes you, well, you know that they like you for you. And if they don't like you, well, you know that they have an issue with your authenticity, and it has nothing to do with you because it's completely up to them. Would anyone like to delve into this subject a little further? The subject of the example of someone's authenticity bothering them a little bit? Did anyone get annoyed by anyone who's being authentic on the cruise?
Oh, I did. Kyla!
And so here's a dynamic between two people who are both in a conversation around universal forces, how the universe works, the mechanism of physical reality, who are both living on extremely different planes of existence, yet are so much joined that they are using this dynamic of each other to see how the other one is doing what they want to do or how they're not being able to do what the other one is doing, that sort of thing. And it couldn't have been more perfect. Unless they were in the same cabin. That would have been more perfect.
I tried. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
They might have killed each other.
Yes. I would have killed someone.
So here is Kyla being completely authentic. And here is everyone else dealing with the authenticity that Kyla was projecting. Right. And so from everyone's perspective, they were either seeing how wonderful it is that she could be that way, or they were seeing how annoying it is that she could be that way. But it had nothing to do with Kyla. It had to do with each person's perspective at the time, right?
And our own fears.
And yeah. Each person's individual fears. The fears cause the perspective. The perspective is, in a natural state, is aligned with your inner self. Your inner self maintains a perspective that you must follow if you are to get what you really want, what you truly want, what you came here to explore, right? As long as you're following the perspective of your inner self, then you are moving along perfectly and your vibration is in that same frequency of what it is you want. So that means the things that line up with what you want will be coming to you. People will be inviting you to things. People will be offering you things. People will be coming to you. You'll be interested in things. As long as you hold that perspective, when that perspective shifts to something different, like being annoyed or thinking something is coming at you the wrong way or thinking something is trying to sell you something or thinking that someone has ulterior motives or thinking that you should be different than you are, right? Then you change your perspective and you feel this negative emotion. The negative emotion is simply your indication that you've lost that perspective. So what do? You go back to that perspective somehow, some way. It's the fear that causes you to jump the tracks or move into the other lane. And it's the negative emotion that lets you know that you've done that, right? So is it a project of analyzing the fear, figuring out it's irrational and getting back to the proper perspective? Or is it just the activity of getting back to that perspective? Either way, it doesn't matter, okay? You can look at that fear, realize it's false, and then prove to yourself it's false, and then reduce the intensity of a limiting belief, and then get back to the perspective that is the same as your inner self, or you can just get back to the perspective. You can do it in a second, or you can do it the next day, whatever you want to do, or you can do it the next month. Or you can come back to reality, think about the cruise, and think about what happened, and then process it either way. So however works for you is fine. But just know that seeing someone who's being authentic and then finding fault with that is just fear that causes you to dip into a lower emotional state of being that is not aligned with the perspective that you must hold to get what it is you want. And what you want is not necessarily what you think you want. What you want...
And knowing that, I just have to say, knowing that we're acting out of fear when we're not accepting someone just makes it even worse, because then I'm mad at myself for not being able to do what I know is right. So then it's a double... Yeah,
it's a double conundrum, because here you are truly wanting to be a pure positive being of love and acceptance, finding fault with somebody else, and then
that
realizing that you know is perfect, right?
Yeah.
And then realizing that this fault that you find is a fault of your own.
Yes.
However,
how awful is that?
However, you're doing the same thing to yourself that you're doing to Kyla. You're not accepting Kyla and you're not accepting yourself. Kyla's perfect and you're perfect. And here you are. When you find fault with somebody, that's perfect too. There is no wrong. Okay? Mm. It's part of your process. You can say, oh, I just noticed I was finding fault. Oh, I'm a being of pure positive love. Oh, I missed the perspective. There's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly human. Fear is involved in human experience. Fear is a part of reality. I can understand the fear and I can get back to thing of acceptance. And you could even say, fuck it, I don't want to like this part of Kyla. I choose not to like that part. I choose to hold this lower perspective no matter what, and that's just me, and that's perfect too, right? So it isn't necessary to love and accept Kyla for who she is authentically, but it is necessary for you to realize that you can do no wrong and you can be no wrong and you are perfect as you are. And so you can accept yourself as perfect as you are. And if you make what you perceive as a mistake, realize it's not a mistake at all. It's just a lapse in perspective. And that you say, yes, thank goodness I have my machine that's attached to my body that tells me when I'm going outside the lines. And that I have this mechanism that can bring me back in alignment because it's these emotions that I feel. And these emotions aren't a bad thing. They're just letting me know when I've dipped a little bit off course or a little bit under the line, emotional balance and emotional stability.
So is accepting yourself the first order of business?
Accepting yourself as you are, as perfect, as worthy, as unique, as there is nothing to change about you, that if you could change one thing, it wouldn't matter anyway, because you are perfect, that you are evolving, and the evolved person that you will become is also perfect, no better, just as perfect, but evolved. Different, not better, evolved. Right. Mm-hmm.
What I noticed was that the more I practiced accepting other people, the easier it was for me to accept myself. And that went both ways. And what I see now is because, I mean, it goes back to the concept of oneness. We are all one. So whether mm-hmm. you're accepting yourself or someone else, you are accepting all that is.
Exactly.
Right. So it can go both ways. So there's no order in that.
Accepting all that is perfect because all that is perfect. This is a perfect mechanism. There is no mistakes. There are no errors. There is no luck. There's no coincidence. Everything is perfect all the time and evolving. We'll never get more perfect.
Kyla, like it was easier for me in a practical way to practice that acceptance on other people because I came from a place of giving. And so it was easier for me to start. Like I couldn't jump straight to accepting Kyla for all that she is. So
right.
It was easier. And then the more I extended that grace to other people, the more it just naturally flowed back to myself without having to focus on that so much.
Yeah. Like on so that was a path of least resistance is to learn how to accept others first. And then that made it easier for you.
Yeah.
I get it.
Think about the law of attraction works within that ideology or within that mindset. Yeah. You accept someone else. You put out this vibration of acceptance. What is the only thing that can come back to you?
Acceptance.
And when you feel that acceptance, then you can be more allowing of yourself to be who you are. And as you do that and accept others, you can accept them when they approve of you or disapprove of you. It won't matter to you. Okay. So it's this law of attraction, this attitude of working within the laws of the universe, this allowing the system to work itself out without you having to change anything. All you do is are changing your perception of everything, right? You can perceive everything as bad or everything as good. If you perceive everything as good, then you're working within the laws of the universe and everything can come back to you as good. As you do this, things change. As you practice this, your feelings change. As you practice more giving, more allowing, more accepting, you become accepted yourself. As you are accepted by others, you accept yourself more. As you accept yourself more, you accept others more. It's a forward momentum instead of a downward spiral of momentum. It's an upward momentum. As you change your vibration, then the conditions physically change. As you change your idea of your value, then your abundance changes. It has
to. If we have a negative emotion in the moment, I heard you say we can analyze it or we can just change our perspective. Can we just change our perspective or have to spend time analyzing what that fear is? I guess if we don't analyze it, it'll come back.
The reason you receive a negative emotion is to let you know that you are perceiving the reality of the situation from a perspective that is lower than your inner self. That's the only thing that's happening there. That's the only notification you're getting. That's the only reason for the negative emotion. So if you can instantly go back to the higher perspective, then problem is corrected. You're back on course. Okay. However, if this keeps coming up and coming up and coming up, then there's a limiting belief here that every time this happens, every time someone looks at you wrong, every time you say something and feel bad, now you have to look at the limiting belief. The limiting belief is that I have to be different than I am, possibly, right? And so then you need to go through and prove to yourself that is false, that the fear is false, and you find evidence that you do not have to be different than you are for people to love you.
Okay.
And that you are being of love, and love is all you want to do anyway, is give love. You can do this kind of work, analyzing it, and reduce the intensity of that limiting belief so that next time that incident happens, the emotion is slighter and slighter and slighter. So we would say, in times of mild negative emotion, you can just go back to the higher perspective. In times of crisis, that might be a time for reflection.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
If we don't clear it up, then it's something that would, even if we were to change location, change people, et cetera, it would probably reoccur because of the law of attraction, because of, so really we need to clear it up no matter what, unless we want to keep repeating.
If you are literally able to change your perspective in the second and go back to the higher perspective, then you are releasing the fear instantly. And if you can do that, then it is unlikely that there is a very strong limiting belief. If you are unable to reach the higher perspective instantly, then that is evidence of a strong limiting belief and a strong fear, especially if the emotion is intense. That means that you will have to do some more in-depth analysis, and you will have to understand all of that. A very common limiting belief is that you need to act in a certain way to make sure that other people like you. You need to be conscious of their feelings. You need to worry about what they think of you. You need to act in accordance with the standards of your society. And all of that is done only as a manipulation tool to have the other person like you. Right? It is completely inauthentic and phony, and everyone is doing it. And it doesn't serve you in any way or the other person.
But doesn't it create a smoother path potentially with other people? So it's like, you know, you're not going to get into a fight. You know that, you know, all sorts of things can come out of acting that way. That's why we do it.
So let's take a look about the dynamic of your family, Kate. So it's you, your two sisters, and your mother. Each of you is partially being authentic and partially acting in a way not to bring up any trauma and emotion and stress and fights, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you were completely authentic and you were a being of love, you could love them no matter how they were being. And if you could do that, then you would feel good because you are accepting. Now, you may create a conversation that is only about good things. You may compliment them. You may talk about their interest. You may do all these things. But you're not doing it to make them like you or to change them in any way, where most of your conversations are around, you should be different than you are. No, you should be different than you are. No, if you were just different than you are, then everything would be good. No, if you were just more polite. No, if you were just better than you are, this would be all good. You can accept them as they are, and you can be authentic, but you don't have to call them out on their inauthenticity themselves, right?
Mm.
So when you're authentic, you are a pure positive being of love and acceptance, which means that you authentically love and accept them for who they are, and they can literally do no wrong. They can call you all the names in the book. They can attack you, but when you are authentic, you've dropped that persona, so you no longer are requiring them to be nice to you so that you can love them. You're just loving them anyway. Now, imagine the power in that. Okay, so they say you're just being fake when you're being authentic. Imagine that. You don't really love me. You're just being inauthentic. You're being a phony, and you're just getting involved with the sex cult of yours, and they're brainwashing you to believe that you can love everyone as they are, and that's just nonsense. You have to love people only if they're good, and you can't love people if they're jerks, right? And you say, no, I choose to love everyone as they are, unconditionally, and you can literally do anything you want, and I will still love you. And, right? And then you can just show them love and show them love and accept them as they are, accept them as they are, show them love, accept them, accept them, accept them, and they will either freak out or they will relax and realize that they can be who they are with you. And then one day, one of them will call you on the phone and say, listen, I really need to tell you something. You're the only one I can talk to because you won't judge me for this.
Ah.
Wow.
So it's you may change gradually, you may change instantly. They may reject you initially, but if you are a pure positive being of love and acceptance, and you accept them as they are unconditionally, with all their faults and warts and pimples, then you will be one of the only people that's doing that. And they will gravitate back to you like you can't believe. And the love you will receive will be equal to the love you're giving out.
And that's what you just finished with. It's that I'll feel good if I can get to that place, no matter what, because I'll be feeling that love towards them. So
you'll feel that love to them, allowing them to be who they are, not worrying about how they behave so that you can feel good, but feeling good how they behave anyway. So you can take control over this idea of feeling good and give yourself the responsibility to feel good that way. And then you ask them not to change. You allow them to be who they are. You feel good in their presence, whether they're being obnoxious or hateful or worried
scared,
and you realize
scared.
And you realize that that is just their fear. And the reason most of this is happening is because you bring up the fear in them by not allowing them to be who they are, right? So they're acting in a way, your entire life, in order to make you love them. And you're acting in a way so that they'll love you. And then you are getting mad at them for not loving you, and they're getting mad at you for not loving them because they're feeling fear that you're not loving them. I'm doing all this work for them to love me. They don't love me anyway. It's not working, so I'm just going to go and do some drugs and drown all this feeling out, right? Yeah. Or I'm going to just leave the country, or I'm going to live somewhere else so they don't have to deal with them. And now we have Skype, and now we have phone calls, and now we have planes, and I can't avoid them forever. So the only thing you can do is to be authentically who you are. That's the only thing you can do, and accept them. If you are authentically who you are, you are an authentic representation of love and acceptance. Which means you capture back control of how you feel, which means you intentionally feel good, which means that if you can't feel good around them all the time, then you limit your time around them. And then you work at it slowly and slowly and slowly. But if you think more about they can do anything they want to do, and if they get upset, it's just their fear, and it has nothing to do with me, and I don't need them to love me, I need to love them. I am loved by my millions, and that is all the love I will ever need. And this physical love that you think that you need from people around you, this show of emotion and affection, is not really that authentic anyway. So if you can give up that part of needing that, if you can give up being needy, give up the worry about the lack of love, and just focus on expressing love, you will feel like we do now. You could literally do anything and we would love you. You could literally do anything and we would love you. And there's nothing that you could do that would make us love you more. You could reduce your limitations, become a pure positive being of love, be authentically yourself, and we would love you as much as we do now. You could become anything and we would love you. It would not matter. There's nothing you could do.
That's how I felt on the cruise.
That's how you felt on the cruise to a certain extent. Right.
Yeah.
For the most you've ever felt in your life.
Most I've ever felt, exactly.
Right. And still there is more to go.
Yeah.
There is more to go.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, we're just saying that integration of this idea is far different than the conceptual theory of the idea. Right?
Yeah.
You can understand the theory of this idea and how it's practical and how it works. And it's another step to integrate it. And so you cannot integrate it all at one time. You can think about it. You can practice it. You can practice it on cashiers at the store where there's no great attachment to any outcome there. Strangers in an elevator where you can say, take me to floor number 13. Play around with people where their reaction to you doesn't matter anyway. Right. And then the people that are closer to you, if you can allow them to have their fear, have their complaints, have their worries, have their doubts, have their outbursts, more and more and more acceptance. You practice and practice and practice. And then one day, all of a sudden, you'll be at this place where you can be authentically who you are, even when your little kid is beating on you.
I see layers to this, like when we're trying to integrate this, where if we're judging, if we're not accepting somebody, and then we realize that, and then we're not accepting ourselves, and we beat up on ourselves, and then we, and that could be its own little thing, and then we can spiral from that. Or if we have a big fear, and or we're not being authentic, and then we're afraid of that, so that becomes, so I see layers where the secondary part of we know, when we notice that we're either not being accepting or we're not reducing our fears, then that can be a whole thing of, it can create its own little spiral. And so then the idea there, I see it as learning how to be okay and like what you say, accepting ourselves fully and being patient, and we're okay where we're perfect where we are, and we're going to get there. And so that's an opportunity right there to be accepting to ourselves.
Imagine that your own inner self. Mm-hmm. And as your inner self, you love your physical self unconditionally. And you are completely mm-hmm. aware of every desire that your physical self has and every thought your mm-hmm. physical self thinks. So imagine that you are your own inner self. And when you do something that is contrary to what you know you want, because that's all you're doing when you feel fear, is you're taking perspective contrary, opposite of what you truly want. And that's okay, because as your inner self, you're looking down on your physical self, and you're understanding your physical self is dealing with the physical reality of fear. And that's why you came. And that's important. And you wouldn't even want your physical self to go every day without fear. You want your physical self to encounter these fears, and then you want to help your physical self move through the fears by giving as a gift the negative emotion associated with the fear, mm-hmm. right? That yeah. specific negative emotion, whether that's guilt, remorse, resentment, whatever it is. So if you can see yourself, it's good that you go through fear. It's good that you have a contrary thought, because now you have the opportunity to look at that idea and analyze it deeper. What you have all done here is realized that there is another level to life, where that it's not just fate, that you're here to create your own reality. And part of that creation of reality is realizing what these fears are doing to limit your experience of life. Fear is simply a limitation. All you're doing by removing the layers of fear like an onion is making yourself limitless, which means you can do anything. Okay? If you have the fear, you don't necessarily know that the fear is there. And there are many more fears to come that you are unaware of. This system of guidance where your inner self is giving you a gift of a negative emotion allows you to uncover and peel away a fear. Once you do that, you raise your vibration, you move to your next level, and lo and behold, there's more fear. There's always going to be more fear, more fear, more fear, more fear. You're going to become more limitless, more limitless, more limitless. But there will always be fear no matter how high you rise. If you get good at this idea of moving into situations that can cause fear, accepting invitations to do things that might put you in a situation where you might have to tell somebody no, or you might have to cause some conflict, right? Allowing yourself to go there and to see what's in that for you, as for yeah. curiosity's sake, and then realize that everything that comes to you, is for your benefit. You go through it, then you can just live step by step, one by step, one by step, one day by day by day, and eventually moment by moment by moment.
One of the things that was drilled into me, like in my questions, was that manifestation events and negative emotions aren't a bad thing, everything that you're just talking about. And then one of the themes on the cruise, it felt like for me, that I was getting from Joshua was this, what they're saying here, like me being perfect exactly as I am, no matter what state I'm in. And so what I've been like, how I've been framing that for myself so that it, you know, it was really easy for me to see myself as perfect in this perfect place in the middle of the Caribbean with all these conditions set up to make everything really easy for me. But getting back here, just remembering that like my only job is to experience, like to experience, like I am one expression of source solely here for the purpose of experiencing whatever there is to experience.
And one, that one unique what, expression like, of negative, source. Yeah.
What? So right. One, and one, so, yeah. So that includes like negative emotions. So if I'm experiencing negative emotion, I am doing my job. I am experiencing something. And my intention is to have fun. My job, mm-hmm. I see my job as being like to experience, and my intention is to have fun. So I'm always doing my job because I'm always experiencing things. If I have negative emotion, then I realize that I'm not aligned with my intention to have fun. And I don't know.
If you are experiencing negative emotion, then you're simply playing it too safe because you're not allowing any fear to arise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not living on the edge, then you're not like going to experience negative emotion. Right? So living on the edge means experiencing emotion because you're going to be uncovering fears. Because you're going to be doing something new. Yep. Because you're going to be moving towards that which you desire.
That's exciting.
It's exciting, yes. So it's, if you could take a whole different perspective on what a negative emotion is, or what a meltdown is, or what a crisis is, or what a breakthrough is, it's all on your path of moving forward. And it doesn't have to be a huge thing. It can be a little thing. It can be smaller. It doesn't have to be gigantic. It could be just a little thing here, a little thing here, a little thing here.
Right. But the breakthroughs are so exciting now because I know that on the other side, it's just a whole new world.
It's a whole new world, and the whole new world is full of what?
More fears.
All new fears.
Welcome, Wendy.
Exactly. So once you get comfortable.
We should just stay inside.
Once you get comfortable with this experience of life and the experience of going through emotions, then you can get better and better and better at pushing through fears because you know these fears are false.
Yeah.
You know these fears are irrational and all they're doing is holding you back. And it doesn't matter if it's the fear of something huge or the fear of something little. To you, the fear is whatever it is. And it's as intense as whatever it is. And a little fear to someone else may be a huge fear to you, and a little fear to you may be a huge fear to somebody else, but you're living your unique expression of life, experiencing physical reality from a completely unique perspective. And so all there is to do is to move from fear towards love and to become a closer expression of who you really are. And if you can do this, then that will drive all your decisions going forward and make fear, the definition of fear, something different in your life.
Mm.
So does anyone have a specific question relating to anything?
Well, I got something that happened last night. It was a little breakthrough. I was up in the middle of the night and I was thinking about the cruise and I was thinking about having the best way that I have fun is when I'm just with a lot of people and flowing, we're having fun and we're being silly. And that's just so fun to me. Or when I'm coaching, I'm having the most fun. But then when I'm alone, just working on my business, doing things, it's not as fun. But then I just had an idea that, well, wait a second. If, you know, I have my inner self with me, I have my millions with me, I can make that fun. And it was kind of an aha moment for me. And then I realized it's what I think, Kyla, you were trying to tell me at the beach that maybe I wasn't ready to hear then, as far as why can't you have fun alone? Like, why do you need other people to do that? And just that, I mean, that was a big breakthrough for me to realize, oh, how can I have fun just doing the stuff I'm doing alone? Because it seems like I'm cool being alone and I'm cool doing the work alone. I'm all right being alone, but it's not super fun and I can make it super fun.
So let's look at that. That is a wonderful subject here. So here you are with a group of like-minded people on a cruise, on the middle of the ocean, just perfect weather. Everything's perfect. Everything's provided for you. There's no need to do anything. All you're doing is having these leading edge conversations with a group of people who you can talk to and feel like you're being yourself. And what you're doing there is you're maintaining a perfect state of alignment with your inner self so that these ideas are flowing to you. These good feelings are flowing to you. These higher level thoughts and feelings, and you are in alignment so that feels good. And that is fun. And that's when the funny statements come out and the funny conversations and the interesting subjects and the deep topics and the breakthroughs and all this stuff is all this fun that you're having because you're in alignment. And you can reach a level of alignment in anything you do at any time you want. It's just a matter of being conscious about it. Saying, I am going to choose a perspective of love and alignment by being authentic to who I am and what I want in this moment, because this moment is the only thing that matters. There is nothing else. And I can bring the energy of my millions to this moment to flow mm-hmm. through whatever I am
yeah.
just as easily as I did with the other people on the cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when Gary is in this state right now, he is in perfect alignment with his inner self, and he is allowing our thoughts to come through him and speak clearly in words to you. And it is a different sensation than if he was having an argument with somebody or if he was in fear. He could not receive the information as clearly. And so then he gets thoughts that are aligned with his lower emotional state of being. So it is always about your emotional state of being. You need to do whatever you can do to keep yourself above that line. And if you perceive that what you're doing is boring or non-productive, then do something else. Do something that's fun until you can come back to whatever you're inspired to do. If you're just going through the paces of whatever you're doing because you think you should get stuff done, well, then it's mm-hmm. very hard to tap into the leverage of universal forces and get things really moving with these high, free-flowing ideas. You realize that you are not creating your thoughts or ideas, that there has never been an original thought, that the thoughts have always existed, that every book, every movie, every song is always channeled, that every conversation you've ever had with anyone when you're in a high emotional state of being has always been channeled by your millions, that you are all channelers, and that you can all reach this level of reception, or you can cut it off. Cut it off. It's becoming apparent to more of you now as you go through this that it is not just you here by yourself feeling individual. It is your millions with you. And that the love that comes from that is all the love you need. And when we say you're self-contained, guess what? That means everything you need is contained within, and there's not a thing that needs to change about you.
Wow.
That is the most miraculous and wonderful thing that's ever been stated in the whole world. Yet it's always been available for anyone to say.
I agree. Let's make a movie.
And thank you all.
Might as well call it right now.
Bringing us through. Because without your desire, without your questions, we would not have been able to reach those heights and attain those ideas and bring them through in the form that's coming through right now. So do you see that it's not us, it's all you? That we are your excuse to get this information, to get this intelligence, that we are just the beacon that's flowing, but it's really you that's receiving it, that's bringing it forth, that's creating all of this?
That's something that I just realized on the cruise, and I'm really like sitting in more and more. I was just having a conversation with a friend about it, but that I know cognitively that I create my own reality, that I have made all of you up, that you are all here for me in my universe, and I'm here for you in yours. But so that means that I created Gary. I created Joshua. It's not Gary who is giving this to me. It's not Joshua who I've created all of this. I have access to this information. I access it now that I'm aware of it on my own, now that I fully believe that I'm self-contained. But it's the same as Joshua and Gary, because I have that Joshua through Gary was my path of least resistance to start receiving the information in a way that I could understand it and integrate it into me. And now I see, and I see it in other people when they're talking, when they're accessing the same thing that is just me. It's in all of us. We can all do this.
Exactly. And you're seeing more and more people who are able to do the same thing for themselves. It's just that the belief that you had in Gary being able to channel us was your way of allowing this information to flow to you. And then the questions that you were inspired to ask was your millions working with Joshua and Gary to get the information that you needed to get when you needed to get it. And once you got to a certain number of questions for yourself, it could be 10 questions, it could be 1,000 questions, but whatever it was, at a certain point, this information is coming directly. And you can continue to use the method of Joshua to communicate because it's more believable, or you can do it yourself. Doesn't matter. Yep. But this information has always been available to you. And it's only the belief that you can't do it that is blocking it. The belief that you can do it means that you can sit there in the shower, you can ask a question, you can listen for the answer, and you can trust in that answer. because your millions...
But only in the shower. Is that what you're saying?
Only in the shower. I'm trying.
That's where your millions prefer to be.
That's right. In the shower. With Deborah Jo's bath salts.
Mm. Yes.
Who's next?
So today you gave me a pretty shitty answer.
We gave you the most wonderful answer we've ever given anyone in the history of all time.
Okay, well, you also told me to cut through the bullshit when someone's talking, and that's bullshit. So anyway, because I have
this, we love you slightly less.
No, you don't. So life has never been as good as it is now, and so I have this fear of losing all of this, and fear you just went, yeah, so you picked that one to trigger.
Gary had a fear.
So you told me,
Gary had
you
a fear.
Told me that if I don't get a job, I'll lose it.
That's what you heard.
That's what I heard.
What we
and
told
so
you.
So I've been feeling like shit for hours, and the only thing that helped a bit was when Mark said that thing about forgiving yourself. That loosened the knot. So good job, Mark.
Excellent.
But yeah. So
one-on-one with Mark.
Yeah.
Excellent. What we told you was that you have birthed a desire, a very strong desire. You have awakened to a new level, unfortunately for you. There's no going back. Your life has been created about being insulated away from other people. You have an environment where you can live alone, you can live without work, and you can be around people who are fun to be with. You can pick and choose. You don't have to be around anyone who can bring up any contrast. Unfortunately for you, you have moved beyond that level, and now you're moving to the next stage.
But excuse me, I'm living contrast every single week.
We didn't say that you were living without contrast. We said that you were designing your life that you up to this point to reduce the experience of contrast by taking control over certain aspects of your life. Right? The control that you didn't have to go anywhere you didn't want to go. The control of living alone so you didn't have to interact with anyone in your space. That control, right? That's the old approach to life where you're trying to control. Like we said about the yacht. The reason people like yachts is not because they're luxurious, wealthy, fun things to have. It's because they can maintain control of their environment while they're on the high seas.
I would love that.
You would love that because you can control the staff. You can control the other passengers on the boat. You can tell everyone what to do. There's less of a chance that you will have a negative emotional response to anything, right?
Yes.
But that's a smaller type of life. Having your private jet is a small type of life. Having the conditions controlled so much that you can only interact with those people who are there to serve you is not what you came for.
You said I can have whatever I want. I want.
Well, that's what you think you want. There's a big difference between what you think you want and what you truly want. What you truly want is to come out of your shell. Read your own horoscope?
I read it. I've had other people channel for me, and I get the same message. That's why I try to go to other people, and they just say the same thing.
You keep wanting to get a new message until it suits you. Excellent. So we're not saying you need to get a job. We are not saying that you need to do anything different other than that you are going to come out of your shell. And the way you come out of your shell is by opening up to experiences where you have no control. See, a shell is a form of control. And
but how much do I have to do just to make sure that I don't lose all the good shit that I have now? That's the whole point of living right now, to enjoy the good life that I have. Like, how much do I have to, is it enough to just start? Or are you telling me if I don't?
It's enough to start. It's enough to start. But the resistance to opening up your shell will cause the universe to bring you more and more and more bigger, bigger, bigger things, right? Until eventually the universe will rip your shell off. And that will be more painful than dipping your little toe out of the shell and seeing how it feels out there.
But how come if I have the power to create all this, How come I don't have the power to keep it?
Okay. You have the power to create anything you want. You have the power to restrict anything you want. Once you've birthed this desire to come out of your shell, to do what you intended to do prior to your birth, to be as big and bold as you think you are, as you dream of being, as you have always known that you were, you threw yourself into this trajectory of this childhood where your worthiness would be questioned. Then you, by manifesting what you really desired, which was insulation from the outside world, so that you wouldn't have to face these issues of unworthiness, you created this by outside appearances, this idea of this wonderful life where you have money and you have freedom and you have security and you are insulated away from anyone else. The next step for you, though, is to realize your true worthiness, become your authentic self, become as you were on day 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 of the cruise in real life.
What you're saying is if I can just put myself out there, I can keep the money and the freedom and the security?
You can get more money, more freedom, and more security.
Okay.
As long as you realize that the security and the money is this huge shell. Okay? You can remove the shell and put the shell back on. You don't have to break the shell. The shell can always be there, but you can step outside the shell and experience reality, experience the environment outside the shell, the uncontrollable environment outside the shell.
So I can still keep the shell sometimes.
You can always keep the shell, but you won't need the shell. And that's the true abundance that can come from not needing the shell. And it's this need of the shell.
And whether you keep the shell or not, you'll still have fears which will come up because either the universe is moving you towards what you really want, i.e. creating manifestation events, or you're doing it yourself and the fears are coming anyway. So no matter what, the fears are going to come and we come back to this subject of fear.
We come back to the subject of authenticity.
Yeah.
So and authenticity. The authentic version of Astrid was the version that everyone saw on day 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. The inauthentic version of Astrid was the version that everyone saw on day 1 and 2.
Well, we didn't see much of that, but...
Oh, that's so inauthentic.
The St. John's version of Astrid was quite different than the Nassau version of Astrid. Nassau version of Astrid is the version that's afraid to go outside of the shell. The St. John's version of Astrid is the one who revels in being outside of the shell, who loves life, who's silly and playful, the one who everyone gravitates to, the camera hog. There isn't a picture without Astrid in it.
But I still prefer business class.
You prefer business class because there's no one sitting next to you.
And I can recline the seat.
You can recline the seat because there's no one sitting behind you.
Yeah. And some people smell.
Some people smell only because you're worried that you smell. Or you're worried what you will say. But you can smell. And you can say stupid things and nobody's going to care.
Yeah, and because I do.
When you're authentic and you say cute, funny things, you're aligned with who you are and you can only be wonderful.
I had this other event yesterday where I was talking to someone and enjoying it and feeling good. A new friend. And then someone else that I also enjoyed talking to came past. And I was planning to say something nice because I was feeling good. And this stupid joke comes out of my mouth that seemed to be perceived in a not loving way. So it seemed like I triggered something in them.
So you said perfect thing for them at the perfect time.
Yes, but this is like a recurring theme. So I guess I'm wondering why, when I feel good, do I continue to say things that trigger things in other people? Did I choose this?
It is just part of the path of least resistance. You are there. They are there. You're inspired to say something. You say it. They need it. They get to hear it. and then you get to feel bad about it. But you don't have to feel bad about it.
Why can't you guys use someone else as a tool?
Because you are an open and easy vessel. And part of this for you is realizing that not everything you say means anything.
Yeah. Oh.
For me or for them?
For anybody. Especially for you. It's not like every word out of your mouth is the gospel. You can say things and people can take them the wrong way. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's only your opinion of what you say as being life or death does it matter. And that's the only reason it comes out of you. And when you give up your attachment to what you mean or what it means when you say something that is possibly offensive or hurtful, well, until you give that up, you're going to keep doing it because it's for you. Okay. It's a manifestation event for you and for the other person. So if you can be okay with everything you say, understanding that if you say it, it's meant to be said, that you are the path of least resistance and that you can never say anything bad anyway, that it's all perfect at the right time. And if you can be okay with whatever you say, then you will never say anything that you perceive as inappropriate ever again. Now, other people will still interpret your words as inappropriate from time to time, but that's them, not you. Your only work is to realize that anything you say is perfectly appropriate when you choose to say it and let it go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing wrong with you. There's nothing that needs to change. You are perfect as you are, and everything you say is perfect as well. It's only this belief that you could possibly say something that's imperfect that keeps this recurring theme happening over and over again. But when you were with your friends on the cruise in St. John's, does anyone here remember Astra saying anything?
I do. She was so fun.
No, I remember saying lots of stupid things.
What was this?
It was fun.
Okay, so no one remembers you saying anything stupid. You're the only one who remembers that. What was the stupid thing that you said?
I don't want to say it here, but I asked you a question when we were having lunch one day, Mark. And that was a bad thing. I don't want to say it here even because it was so, but yeah.
Oh, really? I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
I don't. Stupid. Mark does not remember anything that was inappropriate.
No.
And here you remember something that's inappropriate.
Yeah,
you might remember our great talks.
Yeah.
I remember sitting next to you and having just a great connection and having great talk. And then I remember the jokes and cracking jokes and the pictures you were taking with Gary and so much fun.
Okay.
Do you see how the perception is different from yours to the other person's side?
Yeah.
So yours,
and I know it too.
Yeah, if I may, like, I was thinking about, you know, when you took time off of work and you haven't been working, sometimes it happens where we create the space for ourselves to kind of, it seems to me that you created the space so that you can get into Joshua and focus on yourself and heal and really spend the time and energy to do that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a licking of our wounds, you know, and I've done that in the past, and that's great to be able to just do that and focus on yourself and not have distractions. So acknowledge that time and that you did that for yourself and that you're doing that now. And by needing, you know, by looking at the possibility of getting a job doesn't mean that what you've been through is not to be acknowledged and valued.
Yeah, Mark is an uplifter to the core of his being.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. Mm. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah.
I know, boy.
And so are all of you. Yep. If you allow it. And so by looking at this time in your life that you've had to work with us and work on this different level of awareness, you're ready for the next step that you have already asked for. And so it is coming. So hold on to your hat.
Ooh.
Because
do you know what that step is?
It is going to be a St. John's experience your whole life.
Yeah, wow.
And that's what you want. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Good. So did anyone else remember or think that they said something inappropriate during the cruise? Yeah. So and some people weren't even drinking.
No, I know. Mark asked me if I'd been drinking. I said, no, this is just me.
Excellent. Astrid is drinking. It's a little early, isn't it, Astrid?
No, it's 9 p.m. And it is Diet Coke, but I wish it was red wine.
All right, when I thought it was wine, and I thought, could I have wine at 11 o'clock in the morning?
Why the fuck not?
Why not?
It's early.
It's 12 o'clock somewhere.
That's a stupid rule. If you want it, it's yours.
Thanks.
If you want it, it's yours. There's no rules. The only rule is
rules.
There's no rules.
The only rule is I roll.
I roll.
There's St. John's Astrid coming up.
That's okay, right. That's
sorry
right.
for interrupting.
I
love it.
Oh, I had something happen that I just wanted to bounce off. So on the cruise, when I was vibing really high and having a lot of just energy flowing, I, in the middle of the week, got a text from the gentleman friend who I hadn't heard from since things had ended several months ago. And I don't know. I mean, I think it was a little manifestation event, but it was mostly good feelings that I had when I saw it. And then I just saw it and received it and then put my phone away and kept enjoying where I was. And then when I was inspired to respond, I did. So there's just been a little bit of back and forth. And then I ended up seeing him 2 days ago. And I'm just wondering what, I don't know, I guess I can't even finish that. I was going to say, I'm wondering what the purpose of it was, but it doesn't really matter. I don't, and when I got there, it was so good and conditions hadn't changed. I mean, he still focuses on all the things that he doesn't like about life, but in terms of our connection, that was still, I don't know.
Well, it's nice to see the difference between how you were interacting before you were as authentic as you are now. So the experience of who you were with him prior to the cruise and contrast that with who you could be with him post-cruise, going from a different level of vibration. What was the difference there? Did you notice anything in that?
The different level of vibration?
Could you were you different around him? Did you notice different things? Did you certain things standing out that was more evolved?
Yeah. So I noticed me with him that I wasn't trying to correct the way that he was viewing things. You know,
so
I wasn't trying to change his perspective. I was more accepting. Right. Mm. And just allowing him to be who he is. And at the same time, using that to refine my preferences for what I want in sort of a more, I don't know.
The tendency is to take the square peg and force it into a round hole.
Right.
Right. And now that you can allow him to be who he is, that you can release your attachment to the squareness of him and you can stop needing to shave off his corners so that he'll fit. So you can see now that you can accept him completely as he is and he either fits or doesn't fit.
Mm.
Or you can expand to allow him to fit if you choose to.
Mm.
Right. So how did he perceive you differently as you were accepting him more? Was he more resistant to that or more accepting of that? Did it make him feel closer to you or did it make it feel strange?
More accepting, I think. He didn't comment on it, but I noticed that there was less. I used to feel a lot of judgment from him in terms of me being who I am. And I didn't feel any of that. And I don't know if it was because he wasn't feeling it and projecting or if I just wasn't a match to feeling
that.
What
do you think?
I think he felt more accepted, so it was easier for him to accept me, maybe. I don't know.
So it was this law of attraction coming back.
Right.
You're accepting him, then you feel or you perceive him as accepting you more.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea whether he was or not. It's just from your perspective and your perception of him, that's what you perceived.
Right.
Right. So it was this, you being more accepting of him, it feels like he's more accepting of you. And that's what is manifested. That's the manifestation of the law of attraction. That's how the system works perfectly.
So now, what I want is more. Oh, go ahead.
You go ahead.
So what I want, like what I get the most out of that connection is this chemistry that we have that is just undeniable. Like we know we're able to anticipate what the other person wants without it. We just connect on this energetic level and it expresses itself like through physical intimacy. And I want that. And I want it with somebody, I don't know.
There you go. So here's perfect. Don't stop what you're saying right there.
Right.
Okay. So here's what we're talking about, the square peg idea.
Right.
You have this connection, this intimate connection with him, and that right. aspect of this relationship is perfect.
Yes.
And if only everything else could change about him, then you could have what you wanted, because you're filling in your own, like, instead of allowing the universe to bring you that perfect person that has it all, you're trying to make it work with what you have now. You're trying to...
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is that I've understand that I don't have to attach the... So I guess my question would be then, like, how do I get that to happen? But I don't have to. I can just allow it to
allow
happen.
Allow it to happen.
You and get he's it a sign of more and better. Like, I know that he's not my... I don't know, he's not what I want. It's easy to think that because this one aspect is so perfect that he is exactly what I want. But I understand that I don't have to, that I can get what I want without attaching that to him.
And now through
him, I just
want
to hurry up. Yeah.
You found what you want. This one aspect you found. Okay. So you think about how great that aspect is. And you say, I want more of that. And it doesn't have to be in that package. It can be in another package. And then you say, I also want more of this. And I also want this.
Okay.
And I also want this. And the universe knows it. And how do you go out and get it? You allow it.
Do what feels good. Yeah.
You just do what feels good. So then you take today. And today you have certain things that are going to happen in the day. Mm-hmm. You're going to have this interaction. You're going to have people call you on the phone. You're going to get a text message from somebody. You're going to go to the grocery store. You're going to do these certain things. And as you're feeling good, you might get the inspiration to do something. And you might not. If you get the inspiration to do something, then you can do it. And if you don't, then you don't have to worry about it. And then tomorrow is another day. And where you are tomorrow at this new vibration, open to the possibility of anything happening without attaching any outcome to it, you can go through whatever you need to go through, take the inspiration when it comes to you, and move to the next level. And just let stuff unfold. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get everything you want. It is just wanting this... someone to be something that they're not is the cause of 99.9% of the grief in humanity.
Yeah.
Joshua, can she expand enough that the square will fit in the round?
She gave birth, didn't she?
Huh?
She gave birth, didn't she?
No. Now, here we go. The portal and the portal thing. No.
You can expand to accomplish anything.
If that was what I wanted, like if my, if I attached the desire to him specifically, I probably could do that. But I, that's not like, I, it's not the person that I want. I want the feeling that I get from that.
So imagine that you have your choice now. You have part of the relationship that is fantastic and you can expand so that your perception covers the whole thing. And what we were talking about was Kyla specifically here, not anyone else. So we can see from Kyla's vibration that this interaction with this person was to gain an idea of what's possible that had never been possible before. Right. Mm-hmm. Now that aspect of it is so good that many people would say, this is as good as it's going to get. So I'm going to try and make it work. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But now that she's defined what it is she wants, then she can allow that to come in another package that has more of what she wants. And she can let that come to her rather than having to make him change or make herself change to accept what she has. Now, it would be different, say, if you were in a long-term relationship with someone and you love certain aspects of them and didn't like certain aspects of them, and then you were able to expand to allow them to be who they are as they were being, and as you worked on that process, that they naturally evolved to come into alignment with all that you wanted. So that's possible too. In this case for Kyla, it was just the idea of this aspect of a relationship that she had not experienced before, and now she knows it exists. Right. And that is a very powerful thing, to be able to see something that you really like and then let it go, knowing that the universe will bring you that times 10 in the form of all that you truly want. But without having this experience with this person, she wouldn't even have known that this quality could even exist, right? Where she could be fully connected with someone in that way.
So part of me wondered if him coming back around, if it was really just the pure manifestation of my desire to feel that level of connection, like especially after the cruise, I was vibing really high. I had a sort of emotional connection with another person on another level like I hadn't experienced. And so I wanted the experience of the two together. And so I wondered if that was why he showed up, just because that's my path of least resistance to get that sort
of. Sure. Yeah. Why not? Why not? Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And so now you can imagine this idea of this sexual component and mm-hmm. a emotional component of connection mm-hmm. with other things that you want mm-hmm. in there too. And so the next person that you might come across will have some other quality that you want that you had not mm-hmm. really understood at that level before. And you can right. keep that going, keep that going.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, it's cool. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Mark appears to be lying down.
Yeah. You went sideways on us, Mark.
Hold on. I don't know what I'm doing here. What the heck is going on?
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
It's making me sick.
There you are.
Thank you.
I got tired for a little bit. Sorry, guys.
Excellent. Yeah. Mark, we were talking to you on another level in a question today. And so here is someone who is a business coach. And when you are put yourself out there as a business coach, right, you have a very difficult time being authentically who you are because you have to project this persona of success. Who are you to be coaching me unless you have these credentials or this level of success? And so you can get this idea that there may be a lack of abundance, a lack of education, a lack of all these other things, which will diminish your worthiness in that capacity. What are your thoughts on that right now?
Well, the thoughts that you might be seeing something that I'm not feeling, because I've had other challenges, but it didn't seem like that was a big one of them.
What doesn't seem like a big one of them? What challenges?
As far as me needing to look like I have a certain amount of success so that, because I see myself as more of a life coach, and I mean, I'm a business coach as well, but I just didn't let myself go there. I just knew that I can help people in the best way I could who want that. And I focused on that.
And how do you do that?
As much as I could.
How do you do that?
By seeing where they can go and believing in them as much as I can.
So you're seeing the authentic version of them. You're looking through the persona and seeing who they really are.
Yeah.
And then you're focusing your love on that.
Yes.
And then
as much as I can.
And then you're receiving inspiration to say what they need to hear. Not necessarily what they want to hear, but what they need to hear.
I really feel that. I mean, I feel that that's the most, I feel like it's just coming natural for me is when I'm doing that.
And in your natural ability to uplift others, you are not focused on their problems, but their possibilities.
Yeah.
And
like when they come to me with their problems, I get excited because I know if they can break through it. And I know I have tools and I just see it. I see where they want to go because I've been through it all too, because I'm an entrepreneur myself and I've had those challenges.
So you don't see them as problems. You just see them as a focus on what is not wanted rather than a focus on what is wanted.
Yeah.
And so that you can turn that around and keep them focused on what it is that they truly want.
Yeah.
All right.
But then but the question you answered for me, I do have a problem with somebody selling to me. That was, you know, networking and someone selling to me and me selling to somebody. That was my issue that you really helped me with your answer to me today.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to call her. Okay. I'm going to set up the lunch date.
Okay, excellent. Because when you are provided with something that comes from a source like this, where it's someone you know, someone that you thought was nice, someone that is in your reality on purpose, not just a random phone call out of the blue, but someone that you actually have met before and have talked to, then you can see that there's something to that relationship in there. And that's going to bring out something in you.
Yeah.
And the fear of having to say no to them or having to disappoint them is actually going to be not only a manifestation event for you going over that fear, but for them as well.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting opportunity to uncover the next level, Because if you can go into that in a state of curiosity rather than in a state of fear, then you can get what's there to have out of that interaction.
Yeah, exactly.
What is she trying to sell you?
You know, in the past, she's called me and she's wanted to meet up with me and talk about my finances because she has a solution, financial solution for me, which is, I guess, investing and insurance, things like that. So then she called me again and she wanted to meet up with me for lunch. And I was hesitant to do that. So, and then I asked Joshua about that. But I do want to get over that because that has stopped me in my networking and that stopped me with, it's held me back. So your answer, it was long and it was deep and I got to read it again, but it made a lot of sense. And it just told me just to, like I'm thinking, I'm overthinking it and I'm limiting myself. I'm thinking of the fears and I should just do it and trust that it's going to be for me and her and just to have fun with it and lighten up about it and
go with the flow of what's happening in your reality.
Yeah.
Because if it came for you, it's for you. And by having this fear that it's going to be boring or not work out or awkward or you're going to have to hurt her feelings or something like that, then you lose that connection to this uplifting that you have. And so if you think about it, that maybe you are there for her to uplift her, to get her to another level, to get her over the fear of bringing someone like you to a lunch to sell you, then she can rethink how she approaches her entire life, not just this profession that she has. Right. Mm-hmm. So the universe is putting you together for a reason. And all you have to do is be connected to your higher level and realize that this is just another client of yours who happens to not be paying you and not even know that she's your client. Right. You are a life coach. Mm. And so you are a life coach to everyone, whether they are paying you or not. So you are a life coach to all these people here.
It's funny you say that because I've tapped on her twice. She's wanted me to tap on her twice. So we've worked together.
Wait a minute. I just have to. What did you say, Mark?
I've tapped on her twice.
Actually, there's nothing wrong with that. In America, tapping is considered completely normal.
Yeah, I do that here too in Europe, right?
It's
done all over the
sorry
world.
I'm interrupting.
Alette, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm very happy with your answers.
Excellent.
And I realize my job, that's the thing I have to do to get confident and get over my fears. And then everything will work out once I've managed to do that.
Everything will unfold by going along with life. And what you're in is what you're in, and everything you need can be found within whatever you are in. It's no accident that you're in whatever it is that you're doing. It's no accident that you have the job that you had for 15 years or however long you've had it. Now, what you get to do is play with that in this idea of authenticity and confidence rather than fear and inadequacy.
Right.
And then from that, you can see how much more fun the job is going to be, how much more you will get out of the work, and how much that aspect of your life, as that improves, how it will improve all other aspects of your life.
I'm so looking forward to that. Yeah.
It seems like you are making some progress on that.
I am making some progress, yes. I really am.
Excellent.
It's great, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So as you let go of your reliance on your colleague, and as you allow yourself to come into your own power through the assistance of your millions who are providing you with information, as long as you are in a happy, positive, not fearful state of mind, you can allow it all to flow. And as it flows, you can be confident in it. And whatever it comes of it is always for the highest good of those involved.
Yeah.
For instance, if you make a mistake in a translation and that unfolds in some kind of entanglement somewhere down the line for someone else, that is all part of the process. You don't have to be perfect. Doing what comes through you and allowing it to come through you is perfect on its own. Gary will often question things that Joshua says to people asking questions, right? And he doesn't know a lot of the backstory that we know. So we are typing our answers directly to the people who are asking them. And Gary will think, well, that doesn't seem appropriate or that doesn't seem right, but he trusts that whatever comes out is perfect for the person who's receiving it. And it always is in every single case. It has never not been. And so now, as he goes forward, he is much more connected and it flows much easier than it ever did before. And that can happen to all of you as long as you realize that the flow comes from your millions, comes from being connected, comes from a higher emotional state of being, and everything comes from that. And everything's perfect, and you're perfect as you are, and you can never make a mistake, and there can never be anything wrong.
And that is what I keep reminding myself.
Yes, and the more you remind yourself, the more you'll see the evidence of that being true. The more you'll see people appreciating what you do, the more often you'll see feedback in the form of positive communication for what you do, the less often you'll ever notice mistakes, the less often anyone else will ever pick up on any mistake. The more confident you are, the higher level thinking that you will do, and it'll all keep working out and working out and working out. It's only the fear of mistake that causes you to dip into a low emotional state of being, that causes you to be distracted from the information that's coming from above or from within and going out onto the page as you see fit to do it. Now, you find confidence in this, you will find more confidence in everything else you do as well. And we can see that that's unfolding right now as well, too.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Yes.
It's all coming along very nicely for all of you. And we can see the continued, as you face little manifestation events here and there, little traumas here and there, little major manifestations, meltdowns, major breakthroughs. Everything is unfolding perfectly. And all you need to think about is what's happening today. What's the next step right in front of me? Who I truly am and what it is I truly want. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Oh, man.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.